This is the EWN Radio Network.
You've waited, you've wished, you've hoped, you've dreamed. Now it's time to act. Time to move toward the life you want to live. This is eWomen Radio, and you're listening to Love, Trust, and Pixie Dust with your host, Leslie Green.
Welcome. This is Leslie Green, and I'm honored you chose to stop by today and see what all of this love, trust, and pixie dust talk is all about. Along with feeling honored, to be frank, I'm also feeling excited, but also maybe doubly nervous. Nervous because this is my first show ever, at least being on this end of it, the hosting end. But I'm hoping the feelings of excitement continue to fuel me rather than the nervous ones. Man, I have been anticipating this day for quite some time. And for those of you who have also been anticipating this inaugural show and have seen the date be pushed back not once but twice, I both apologize for the delay and I thank you for your patience. 2 weeks ago today, on February 4th, 2015, as Love, Trust, and Pixie Dust was scheduled to debut, I was attending the funeral of my oldest brother. As soon as the folks at eWomen Radio were aware of what was going on with my family, they jumped in and showered me with love. And one of the ways they did that was by allowing me to delay this show, which gave me time to begin my grieving in peace, to feel my feelings and honor them, not to rush through life because of a preset date commitment, which so much of the fiber of my being is something that I want to do. I had a date commitment and I wanted to make it. I wanted to make sure that I fulfilled on my commitment. But no, there are some things that are more important. So for that, eWomen Radio, for allowing me the time to begin my grieving in peace, I thank you. I appreciate you more than you know. See, these are the sorts of things we will be discussing on this show, how to honor ourselves, love ourselves, and ultimately have a clear understanding of what it means to trust ourselves. I look forward to engaging in conversation with you about not rushing through life on to the next and the next and the next, but instead honoring ourselves enough to make time for the things that really matter to us. I hope that this becomes a place where we can share our joys together and our sorrows as well. A place we can learn, share, and grow together, which makes me think of one of the ways that I end several talks that I give is talking about just that, learning how through, what is it? It's basically through story. It's when I show up as my true self and I'm vulnerable enough to share with you a piece of my heart, I'm able to grow through that experience. Just like when you show up and you're vulnerable with others and share a piece of your heart, you're able to grow from that experience of sharing. So that is what I hope for this radio show, is that it's a place that we can learn, share, and grow together. But before we get any further, let's take a moment to set our intention as we contemplate a quote. Today's quote is by Mary Oliver, the American poet. She said, "Someone I loved once gave me a box full of darkness. It took me years to understand that this, too, was a gift." Let's read that again. "Someone I loved once gave me a box full of darkness. It took me years to understand that this too was a gift." And with that, let us set our intention. For the duration of this time that we have together, may we see our time together as a gift, knowing that some gifts have bright, shiny bows, and others may look a lot like a box full of darkness. May we be open to both. May we be open to receive the gifts we are meant to receive during our time together. And so it is. All right, you. Why are you here? Why am I here? No, not here on this earth. I'm not going there, although I wouldn't doubt if, like, one day we probably will go there, quote unquote, on this show, but that day isn't today. What I mean is, why are we here listening to this show? Well, maybe the title, Love, Trust, and Pixie Dust, maybe that piqued your curiosity. Or maybe you've been a longtime reader of my blog, or maybe who knows. I don't know why you're here, to be honest. But I do know why I'm here. See, I gave myself a gift years ago when I learned to trust. Actually, let me hesitate for just a second there. That's not quite right. Life gave me a gift years ago. That's a much more accurate way of saying it. Life gave me a gift years ago. Similar to our quote today, my gift looked very much like a box full of darkness. When you think of a box full of darkness, I'm not sure what images bounce around in your mind. Maybe things like, I don't know, dark colors. Or if you're anything like me, you think in terms of language and words. So what might be bouncing around in your mind when you think of a box full of darkness are things like despair, sadness, sorrow. Well, my box was dark, all right, but to my own surprise, it was not full of any of those things. It was a box that completely intrigued me. Although my box had no sadness or sorrow, it did come with a heck of a lot of worry, of anxiety, doubt, restlessness, probably a whole bunch of other things, but you get it, all in that same vein. But underneath the worry, anxiety, doubt, restlessness, buried somewhere underneath it all was the gift that began to unravel over years and years, honestly, of studying. Once I learned the secret that was hidden within the darkness, I discovered the gift. And the gift is what I decided to make my life mission all about, sharing that gift with others. It first began by sharing on my blog. Then my readers asked me to put the gift in a book, which led to my book, which this show is actually named after, Love, Trust, and Pixie Dust. This radio show is simply the natural progression of continuing to share the gift. So, let me take a deep breath here. The nervousness is dissipating. I'll let you know, just in case you're holding your breath for me. Don't. I'm actually feeling pretty good now, so thank you. When we return, we're going to dive right into exactly what that gift was and how you can begin to feel around the edges of your gift as you too begin to discover the magic of love, trust, and pixie dust in your life. All right, friends, we'll be right back.
Is some of this trust talk making sense, but you'd like to learn more? Do you learn better through story rather than step-by-step instructions? For some things, step-by-step instructions are a necessity. But when it comes to the softer skill things in life, things like learning to trust yourself and love yourself, the gentle nature and subtlety of a story can be a much better teacher. In Leslie's book, Love, Trust, and Pixie Dust, available in Amazon, she shares 50 true stories, all with loving yourself and trusting yourself as the main characters. You will also find chapters on letting go, finding your inner strength, the gift of surrender, and even an entire chapter dedicated to pixie dust. Yes! In case you're stumped, Leslie comes out and tells you what the pixie dust actually is and how you can apply its magic directly to your life. Not just another inspirational book full of feel-good stories. this book has teeth and will provide you with a practical approach on learning to love yourself and trust yourself, to find a place of inner peace. Take a spin for yourself. Read the first chapter completely free. Leslie's gift to you. Visit her blog, trustlifetoday.com, to receive a free copy of Chapter 1, You Are Not Alone. Or go directly to Amazon for your very own hard copy or ebook version of Love, Trust, and Pixie Dust. Begin today to experience the magic within. And now, let's rejoin Love, Trust, and Pixie Dust with your host, Leslie Green.
If you're just now joining us, welcome back. This is the inaugural show of Love, Trust, and Pixie Dust. What we've been doing so far is we've been laying some foundation. Today we don't have any guests on the show, although we will going forward. Today is purely a day to discuss what is this show all about? Why is it that I'm here? Why do I do what I do? And basically, why should that even matter to you? All right, so we started off looking at the Mary Oliver quote that says, "Someone I loved once gave me a box full of darkness. It took me years to understand that that too was a gift." So I'll share with you some of the things that my box full of darkness has been filled with over the years. Back in 1998, at the same time that my father passed away, a couple of months later, I gave birth to our older son, who happened to have multiple health issues. And those multiple health issues unfolded over the course of many years. All of those things were inside my box, as well as later on, a breast cancer diagnosis for me. But one thing I want to tell you about my box of darkness is it's not entirely accurate to call it that. Darkness implies a certain amount of doom and despair. And although each one of those things that I just mentioned to you did have an element of doom, I suppose, to it, you take each one of those and say that's not necessarily in a quote-unquote happy category. But the darkness in my box didn't actually feel like doom. It felt a lot more like anxiety, worry, trepidation. Now, you may have a similar box. Yours, too, may be filled with anxiety, worry, trepidation. It could also be filled with depression, sorrow. Wow, this is heavy stuff. And you thought Love, Trust, and Pixie Dust was so cute. Light like a fairy, right? Ha! Actually, that is the goal over the upcoming weeks, that you're able to lighten your load as you feel the pixie dust, the magic each of us have within ourselves as we unburden ourselves from the heavy. But that's not where we are today, at least not in this story right this second. Right now, I'm telling you of my box. My box that contained my father's death, my son's multiple health issues, and a diagnosis of breast cancer, just to name three. But, you know, aside from those three, think about all of the other things that you have in your box. In mine, there's probably a dozen others that I'm not sharing today. The things in our box are the things that, it's the stuff that life is made of. And some of these appear as a gift that's very obvious and evident to us right from the very beginning. And others, we have to dig a little bit for the gift. But I found a gift in mine, and my gift was this. It was through each situation that I just mentioned, death of the father, breast cancer, and each time my son was diagnosed with something different, I was actually able to decrease my feelings of worry, anxiety, frustration, doubt, everything that falls into that category. I was actually able to decrease those as I increased my feelings of peace, serenity, a sense of being grounded, and an overall feeling that I was never alone. I was able to increase each one of those things the more I learned how to trust. So basically, there were two huge gifts hidden at the bottom of my box. The more I learned to trust, the more peace I felt. That was the first gift. And the second gift was the more I figured out how to trust myself, not to place trust external to me, but to keep it within me. The more I figured out how to trust myself first, the more confident I became, which when you really stop to think about that statement, at least in this context, it's the same thing as saying the easier life became. When you're not always second-guessing, you're not constantly taking a survey of everyone else's opinion, like, what do you think about this lipstick color or that? Should I order the fish or the steak? Should I quit my job or stick it out? When we stop surveying everybody else, which, by the way, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with having healthy dialogue with others. I mean, honestly, if I take each one of those questions that I just asked a moment ago, I have probably asked somebody those exact questions at some point in my life. So that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is the constant second guessing of yourself. Not just asking one person this question, but then you're asking another and another and another. It's almost as if you're asking for validation in the continual asking. And what you're doing in the interim there is you're not being able to tap into your inner voice. It's almost an inability to tap into your inner voice because you're so busy asking everybody else all of those questions. And so what I'm saying here is that one of the gifts that I found at the bottom of my box was a gift that the more I trusted myself, the more I became self-confident, which really equaled life became easier because I was actually able to make a lot of decisions, small, medium, and large, all by myself just by learning how to tap in and listen to my inner voice. So see, with those two gifts of being able to trust myself and also the more I learned to trust, the more peace I felt, with those two gifts that were hidden at the bottom of my box, they were at first covered by this cloak of darkness. But it is my hope, desire, and firm intention to continue to use my writing and to begin to use this weekly show, this radio show, Love, Trust, and Pixie Dust, to shine a light inside each of our dark boxes, a light that continues to grow week by week until one day you too see the gift hidden inside your box. At first, you might just see a little corner, an edge of your box, but give it time, practice, awareness. That's one thing that we'll be learning in here, how to become aware of our different situations. Give it a little bit of dedication. And I'm not trying to add things to your plate. We have enough that we do every day. This isn't like I want you to add this and that, and now you've got to meditate and do your yoga, and now you've got to, you know, do all these other things. What I want to do is to present things to you on a weekly basis that you can incorporate, into your life so seamlessly that it becomes easy. I like to keep things simple. And in an effort, as you do all of these things, to be gentle with yourself, to go little by little, week by week, maybe even sometimes hour by hour or minute by minute, and one day this gift will be so apparent to you, so bold and bright, that you're going to send me an email and say, Leslie, girl, send me some sunglasses. This gift is so bright that I can't help but to see it. I can't help not to see it. To which I'll probably respond, bask in it, sister, bask in it, brother. Breathe it all in, every last bit of it. This gift was uniquely presented to you, not to anyone else. It's in your box, not your neighbor's box, not your sister's box, not your best friend's
box, these things were presented uniquely for you to grow, for you to maybe learn to love yourself more. A lot of the things that end up in our boxes are there to help us learn how to let go. And we'll be talking a lot about letting go in the future. And a lot of what we're letting go of, quite frankly, is control. But we learn how to let go of control through these different situations that show up in our boxes. And so when you find that gift, and it might not be next week, it might not be next month, but you will find the gift, breathe it in. Now, don't go away. We're just getting warmed up here. When we return, I'm going to share the number one reason. Oh, you're so not going to want to miss this. The number one reason why it's so important each and every one of us learns to trust. I have a couple of quick commercials and we'll be right back.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
Do you struggle with trusting in your life right now? Is there something that keeps creeping up in your business life or personal life that you're not sure why you're having such a difficult time letting go of it? Or maybe you've experienced something for the first time and it just doesn't feel quite right. Something you'd like to talk over with someone else who maybe isn't quite so close to the situation? If the message of trusting yourself and loving yourself resonates with you, but you feel you'd like a little more, why don't you visit pixiedustradio.com and set up some time to talk to Leslie one-on-one. Right now, she's offering 20-minute complimentary trust consultations to do just that, to dive deeper with you. Leslie would like to better understand what it is you may be struggling with and offer whatever wisdom and strategies she has gleaned over the years to apply directly to your specific situation. You'll be amazed at how much you can accomplish in just 20 minutes. And this goes without saying, but she wanted to make sure you know. Everything you discuss is completely confidential. Leslie's goal for everyone, her listeners, readers, even for herself, is to be able to inch closer to a true feeling of peace in our everyday lives. And because of that, she is happy and honored that you trust her enough to share a part of your life with her. For your complimentary 20-minute trust consultation, simply go to pixiedustradio.com to sign up. All one word, pixiedustradio.com. And now let's rejoin Love, Trust, and Pixie Dust with your host, Leslie Green.
If you're joining us for the first time, we're happy to have you. This is our kickoff show, the one I've been anticipating for months now. So far, we've been mostly setting the stage for why this show even exists. Why is it that I wanted so badly to do this show? What is it that I've wanted to share with you? Mostly I've been wanting to share with you all about loving yourself and trusting yourself. And eventually, I will actually even tell you what the pixie dust is. It is something, by the way. It's just not there to sound cute or remind you of your childhood with Peter Pan or anything like that. It actually is something. But first, now, as promised at the end of the last segment, I'm going to unveil to you the number one reason why it's so important that each and every one of us learns to trust. Now, indulge me, if you will, for just a little bit as I read to you, and I promise not to read to you very often. Maybe if ever again going forward from my blog. But right now, I would like to share a portion of a blog post that I wrote, I don't know, a couple of years ago, probably a little over 2 years ago, on my blog, Trust Life Today. The name of this post is An Offering for Your Beloved. And just a little something on beloved. Seeing how Valentine's Day was just about, 4 days ago, you may be thinking about your beloved in terms of a romantic partner. I mean, that's typically how we would think of it, especially being so close to just passing Valentine's Day. But as you'll quickly come to realize that on this radio show, when you hear me talk about beloved, I'm almost always talking about you. And the reason that is that week by week, you'll be learning how to love yourself more and trust yourself more and turning yourself into your own beloved. So, all right, enough of that. Beloved, here goes. I'm going to read to you just an excerpt, not the whole thing, from An Offering for Your Beloved. Here we go. All right. What do all of these things have in common? What cures insomnia? Why trust at all? What do people want in life more than anything else? What one thing do I wish most for my children? What one thing do I wish most for anyone I love? Drum roll, please. Answer, inner peace. What? Not sexy enough for you? Not exciting enough? Maybe not even exciting enough to warrant an exclamation point? Or earth-shattering enough to wake you up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat screaming, I need more peace in my life? No, peace, that's not how peace rolls. Peace is one of those things that falls in the out-of-sight, out-of-mind category, similar to the foundation of your house. But without it, well, your house won't last very long as the strong, stable structure you've grown to rely on to support your outer needs. Peace, my friends, is what supports your innermost needs. And for that reason, I find it sexy and exciting as hell, regardless of its knack for subtlety. Peace can look different for each of us. So what exactly does peace look like, feel like? I'm sure you've felt it before. But to describe it, I'd say for me, looking deeply into my eyes in the mirror and seeing someone who has learned to appreciate her outer beauty as well as her inner beauty feels like peace. Sipping my cup of tea with a still mind, I feel peace. Being gentle with myself, especially since I would never invite someone back into my life who spoke as harshly to me as I sometimes speak to myself. When I get it right and I'm gentle with myself, I feel peace. Observing the rise and fall of my boys' torsos as they sleep and realizing I've unconsciously been matching their breathing feels like peace. The expression on my yellow lab's face 99.9% of the time looks like peace. Ultimately, inner peace feels like a calming in your heart. All right, so there you have it. There was my little brief portion of reading to you from a blog post I had written a couple of years ago. So that is the number one reason why we trust. It brings peace. And peace is what I believe we seek most as humans. Now hold up, because I can already hear you now. You might be thinking to yourself, even saying out loud to yourself, nope, that's not actually what I want most in my life. What I want most is to feel loved. Or what I want most is to feel happiness. And I get that. Believe me, I do. I've done enough focus groups in the past where I've actually asked that question, and those are the two most common answers that come back. You can get to the root of those, of asking that question quite quickly when you ask somebody what do they want most for their children. They will almost definitely say that they want their children to feel loved and they want them to feel happiness. But I ask you this, how often in your life have you felt happy when you haven't had a foundation of peace underneath. So if you have agitation as your core right now, or even take a situation, it's a situational thing. It doesn't have to be at your core. If the situation that you're experiencing right this second is one where you are feeling agitated, how happy do you feel? Okay? If your situation is one where, okay, let's say that you're sitting in traffic and you're either agitated because you're in traffic, or let's say you're worried because you're not going to make it to your appointment on time. Do you feel happy if you have those underlying feelings of worry, agitation, anxiety, frustration, any of those things? It's actually pretty hard to feel happy if you have any of those things at the base. However, if you have peace underneath that, are you able to feel happy? Okay, so happiness is wonderful. It's a good thing. It's something that I actually have found a lot more value in over the past year and a half. But peace is where it's at for me, because peace is that underlying foundation. And the same with love. Are you able to not just feel love, as in receive love from somebody else, if you don't feel peace underneath, but are you able to freely give love if you're not feeling peaceful underneath? So love and happiness, not knocking them, they're great things, they're way high up there. I just have as my belief system that as humans, what we seek most is peace. And so there you have it. That's why we trust. We trust to feel peace. All right, so for some of you, peace may be one of these kind of nebulous things that seems almost intangible, or maybe it just seems huge. Like, yeah, not there today, not going to be there tomorrow. I'm so far away from this peaceful thing that you're explaining here that that's too big to wrap my brain around, and I'm going to stop before I even start. And that's not how I want you to feel. I don't want you to feel so overwhelmed with thinking about peace that you do just stop, flatten your tracks. And also the other thing here I want to acknowledge is that maybe peace just doesn't do it for you. Maybe it just doesn't seem all that important to you. Like I said earlier, it's not sexy enough. Whatever, that's okay. I get it. When we get back, what I'll be sharing with you is the second reason why trust is so important. And this one you're definitely going to want to stay around for, because if peace doesn't do it for you, or if you just think it's so stinking big, how can I ever start to tackle it? Stick around. The second reason is something that applies to each and every one of us. I can almost guarantee that you're going to like this one. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Is some of this trust talk making sense, but you'd like to learn more? Do you learn better through story rather than step-by-step instructions? For some things, step-by-step instructions are a necessity. But when it comes to the softer skill things in life, things like learning to trust yourself and love yourself, the gentle nature and subtlety of a story can be a much better teacher. In Leslie's book, Love, Trust, and Pixie Dust, available in Amazon, she shares 50 true stories, all with loving yourself and trusting yourself as the main characters. You will also find chapters on letting go, finding your inner strength, the gift of surrender, and even an entire chapter dedicated to pixie dust. Yes, in case you're stumped, Leslie comes out and tells you what the pixie dust actually is and how you can apply its magic directly to your life. Not just another inspirational book full of feel-good stories. This book has teeth and will provide you with a practical approach on learning to love yourself and trust yourself, to find a place of inner peace. Take a spin for yourself. Read the first chapter completely free. Leslie's gift to you. Visit her blog, trustlifetoday.com, to receive a free copy of Chapter 1, You Are Not Alone. Or go directly to Amazon for your very own hard copy or ebook version of Love, Trust, and Pixie Dust. Begin today to experience the magic within. And now, let's rejoin Love, Trust, and Pixie Dust with your host, Leslie Green.
Welcome back. This is Leslie Green, and I'm so happy that you're here with us. This is our first show, our kickoff show, and as such, we've been laying a lot of foundation as to why we're here. I've made a couple of guesses as to why you're here, and I've come out and shared with you why I so wholeheartedly have wanted to do this show. See, over the years, we each have these boxes that we lug around, and some of these boxes are full of darkness, and some of these boxes are full of beautiful, wonderful things. But one thing that I had found in my box, no matter how many things have appeared in it over the years, and I'm guessing how many things will appear in it over the years to come, is that there is a gift in my box, and it's been the gift of learning how to feel the inner peace and the inner peace that comes from learning how to trust. And that's a gift that I wanted to share with you all, hence this radio show. And that's exactly what we were talking about before we left the last segment, actually, was the gift of peace and how the main thing that we as humans seek in our lives also happens to be the number one reason why we trust. And that reason is that trust brings us peace, that deep inner calmness we can feel when we're able to let go of our worries, our feelings of anxiety, let go of all of those things that keep us up at night, those things that keep us from drifting off into a peaceful sleep. But for many, for you perhaps, peace just seems too big, huge, or it seems just flat out unattainable. Well, I'll go ahead and tell you now, it's not. Over the course of listening to this show, you will get there. I'm not going to try to convince you of that today. Just over time, you'll see, you'll be given tips, strategies. You will learn lots of ways that trust is going to seep into your pores, and it's going to be hard not to trust yourself. But there is a second reason why it's important for you to learn to trust, because I also realize that for many, trust just might not, or peace might just not be your thing. Peace just isn't sexy enough. But let's talk about this. Trust is how you build strong, healthy relationships. And that's a pretty good reason why it's important to learn to trust. Trust is the foundation of every single relationship you will ever have and that you have ever had in your life. Your relationship with your spouse, your children, your parents, your boss at work, your doctor, your banker, your fill in the blank. Here's an example. Your hairdresser. I thought about this one the other day when a girlfriend had told me how her hairdresser had really screwed her hair up and how she was never going back. I don't trust her. I'm never going back to her. And I thought it's so funny where trust comes up in conversation. So it may seem like a silly example, but really, if your hairdresser screwed up your hair, would you go back? Maybe if you've been with this person for, let's say, 10 years, and everybody's entitled to an off day, right? And you go, okay, yeah, I'll give it another try. She screws up or he screws up a second time. Do you go back a third? Now I can answer that for you. Heck no, you don't. You're out of there. And that's just your hair we're talking about. Now how about your children? What about your child's teacher? If you didn't trust that your child's teacher had your little boy or little girl's best interest at heart, or your big boy, your big girl's best interest at heart, would you allow your child to stay in that classroom? No, you'd be right down in the principal's office, yanking them out of that classroom, putting them into another one, and if it still wasn't working out, you'd look into a different school, a different situation. We turn into mama and papa bears when it comes to our children, don't we? What about the parents of your children's friends? Would you allow your child to hang out at somebody's house, maybe after school for a play date or have a sleepover, if you didn't trust those parents were going to take good care of your children? I don't even have to answer that. We all know the answer to that one. And on, the list of relationships we have with people, it's just endless. It doesn't matter whether it's personal, professional, it doesn't even matter significance level you assign to that person in your life. You will not continue to grow the relationship if you don't trust them. Period. Over the upcoming weeks, you'll hear numerous guests share their stories as they reveal pieces of their hearts with you, sharing times when they trusted someone, later only to feel betrayed. And then how they overcame those feelings of betrayal and what they did in order to move past those feelings, to grow stronger, actually more confident because they experienced those things. In future shows, we'll also be delving a little bit into the history of trust and how we learned to trust and distrust, and a lot of it started in our childhood. But over the following weeks, or the upcoming weeks, I hope that you will learn from callers who are brave enough to call in with their questions. Maybe even you'll be brave enough to call in with your question or share your story. Something maybe in what a guest says or shares on the air, or that a caller shares, or maybe it's something that I say, triggers something in you where you sit back and you say, that resonates with me. And you can actually hear yourself say, yes, I get it. I can do this. I can figure out how to trust myself. I can learn to trust myself more, love myself more, honor myself more. I can feel that inner peace as I build stronger relationships, healthier relationships. Now, here's a little bit of a caveat. I don't know if I would call it a warning, but whatever. It is what it is. This is just a little tidbit I wanted to share with you all, that unless you're totally ripe for the picking, and let me tell you what I mean by that. So there are certain people out there who will be listening to this show who are on the brink of what I call flipping the light switch. You've done lots of studying, lots of self-discovery things, reading books, taking workshops, courses, on how to switch from a non-trusting sort of way of thinking of things to a trusting, or a non-loving to very self-loving. Like, you're right there. You're one who feels peace most of the time, and you're feeling more confident a lot of the times. So if you're there, you're the person that I consider, you're right on the brink. It may be just one thing that one person says on this show, and your light switch is completely flipped. You've already done your homework where you've gone A, B, C, D, E, F, G. You're over here at, you know, X, Y, and Z. Somebody says something and bam, you're there at Z. You figured out how to do it. But I guess the warning is for the rest of us who might not be quite there yet, that if you don't have a light switch or an aha moment where it completely flips for you, I expect you to have aha moments where you inch a little closer every time. But if you don't have that light switch sort of a moment where you make these huge leaps, I want you to be gentle with yourself and actually not expect that you will have such giant leaps. This is not a quick fix sort of a thing. If it were, I wouldn't be here. This is not a temporary fix. I've been studying trust for probably close to 16 and a half, maybe 17 years now. And I have good days, and I still have bad days. And I'm not suggesting that you need to study wholeheartedly like I have. No, I've boiled it down for you, and that's what I'm going to be sharing week by week with you. I just don't want you to set yourself up to thinking that, why isn't this happening for me? It actually will, and maybe a lot faster than you think it will, because part of loving yourself and honoring yourself is being gentle with yourself. There is power, and not only knowing from an intellectual standpoint, but also in believing that you are exactly where you're supposed to be right now, in this moment. Ouch. I know, that might not feel so hot. That may actually have felt like a punch to the gut, and I did not mean for it to. Some people really don't like hearing that. I know I didn't like hearing that before. You may be thinking, but I want to move past this. I don't want to feel this pain. Let me tell you this. I get it. Truly I do. But as I just said, this is not a quick fix, because we're not looking for a temporary fix here. We're looking for a peace that resides deep inside each one of yourselves. A peace that you can say, today, I start by loving myself enough to be gentle with myself, to know that the treasures in life are worth the effort. And you might be surprised at just how little effort some of these trust techniques that I'll be sharing each week actually are. So at the beginning of today's show, we set our intention as we contemplated Mary Oliver's quote. Sorry if you're tired of hearing it. One more time, just briefly. It says, "Someone I loved once gave me a box full of darkness. It took me years to understand that this, too, was a gift." I'd like us to go back for a moment to remember the intention that we set and to be able to look into our box and not only be able to receive the contents as darkness, but also to look as look at the contents as gifts. Whether your box has a bright, shiny bow or not, that was our intention for you, for me, for both of us. Now, I shared the contents of my box, and even though I didn't place it in there, I think you knew in the introduction that the recent passing of my brother last week, that was also part of my box. And if I could segue for just a brief moment here, could I ask you all to offer my mother and my brother's wife and his two children prayers of peace? Let's just take a moment of silence, please. Thank you. That means a lot to me, and I know it'll mean a lot to my family as well. In discussing the contents of our boxes, what we've actually placed in our boxes are the things that life is made of. The births, the deaths, I don't know, the birthday parties, the everything that we've experienced in life, be it good, bad, indifferent, pretty, ugly, anywhere in between, all of those things, no matter what label we assign to it, it all goes inside of our box. And I had shared with you that some of the things that were inside my box were medical challenges that my son has had, our older son. These things that have been unraveling that started right at birth, and they are continuing to unravel to this day, and he'll be 16 next month. So sometimes our boxes are quite large and deep. What I'm asking you to do at this moment, though, is to look into your box. Between now and next week, I'd like you to examine it, its outer appearance as well as its contents. Take an inventory of what's inside of it right now. If your box is full of darkness, I'm not asking you to see the gift that lies beneath it today. We'll get there. Heck, I'm not even asking you to toss out those things that are in your box that you consider part of the darkness. Actually, that's the opposite of what I'm asking. We'll never on this show ask you to toss anything out, to sweep anything under the rug. No, here we're very interested in feeling our feelings so that we can actually move through them, not suppress anything. Those just come out to bite us in the butts later. I think we've all had at least one bite in the butt experience like that. All I'm asking you to do is to be open to the possibility that a gift can exist below what may appear to be darkness, to be open to the possibility that no matter how dark you feel your box is today, be open to the possibility of believing that you have the power within you to find, see, and feel the gift that lies hidden underneath. That's all. Just be open to the possibility. And we've covered a lot today, and I apologize. I know we have not covered any techniques, tips, strategies, none of those sorts of things, and that was actually by design. Those are all coming in future shows. That was the plan today. It was more about giving you a feel, giving you a flavor of what this show is all about, what I'm all about. And the other thing is that this show is all about you, about you finding that deep peace within. As you grow, I guess what we'll call a trust muscle, that each week you'll begin to feel your peace grow. And as you do, you'll notice that you're building stronger, healthier relationships. You're setting healthy boundaries, making better decisions with ease, and you're more confident within yourself. In short, what I'm trying to say here is you'll settle into a comfortable relationship with yourself, loving and honoring your higher good. Next week, I look forward to diving deeper with you, but until then, I don't want you to think that it's just a one and done. You don't have anything until next Wednesday to go off of. No, you have lots of resources at your fingertips, whether you know it or not. Just by visiting pixiedustradio.com, you will have access to these resources. You can think of Pixie Dust Radio as your main hub. I created it just for you, so you can easily tap into any and all of the resources that exist on that page in between shows. So let's say you missed the beginning part of the show where we set the intention and you really want to hear that, head over to pixiedustradio.com. You can easily find today's show. Give me a while to figure out how to get it off of this live thing and upload it into a podcast, but it'll be there and you will be able to access that. Or maybe while you were listening, a certain friend kept popping into your mind, someone you thought might benefit or enjoy the material that we've shared here today. Just go to pixiedustradio.com and send them a link to this show. It's also a place where you can send me an email with your questions, your comments. If there's something that you want me to address next week, throw it in there if you don't want to call in or if you're not going to be available to call in. It's also a place where you can connect with my blog, Trust Life Today. And while you're on the blog, take advantage of getting the first chapter of my book if you don't already have it. The book has the same name. The show was actually named after the book. The book's also called Love, Trust, and Pixie Dust. And the first chapter's completely free. Get a feel for the way I write, which I believe you'll see is pretty much exactly the way that I talk, and see if it resonates with you. So thank you for joining us today. I consider you, the person listening right now, a very special listener, as you shared the first ever show of Love, Trust, and Pixie Dust with me. Gosh, I wonder why the heck I was so nervous at the beginning. This has actually been a ton of fun. I hope it was fun for you too, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Alrighty, take care.
Thank you for joining us today on Love, Trust, and Pixie Dust. We hope you enjoyed the show. Would you like to find out more about what it means to love yourself and trust yourself? Well, don't wait until next week. Go visit TrustLifeToday.com, where Leslie has been sharing about love and trust since January of 2011, which is a long time in the blogging world. Long enough to build up a hefty supply of resources just for you, making Trust Life Today the ideal place for you to visit between radio shows. The site is full of articles on not only loving yourself and trusting yourself, but also on forgiveness, letting go, celebrating life, and much more. Visit TrustLifeToday.com. Poke around. Leave Leslie a message. Let her know how she can better serve you. And while you're there, why don't you sign up to receive original writings? Only about 2 per month, so nothing that will be too taxing on your inbox. Thank you again for tuning in today. We look forward to having you back next Wednesday at noon Eastern Standard Time on Love, Trust, and Pixie Dust.
This is the EWN Radio Network.